Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Oh, welcome back, champion. It's your day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. It's Sam Crowley live from the Natty, Cincinnati, Ohio. Southwest Ohio at the end of February. My 21st wedding anniversary is tomorrow. Been married 20. Can you believe there's somebody that willing? I mean, I'm shocked. I'm very grateful. I'm shocked that there's an individual that would want to spend 21 years with yours truly. My wife, Angela. So we're celebrating our 21st wedding anniversary tomorrow. Just an FYI, I don't know if you're going to be in the neighborhood or not. And you're planning on dropping off roses. Tomorrow would be a good day to do that. Hey, let's talk about your accent. Everybody's got an accent. People tell me, hey, where'd you get that accent from? I have Buffalo, New York, kind of. My wife definitely has a Western New York accent. She was born and raised in Western New York, Lockport, New York, about 30 miles from Buffalo. I was raised in the great city of Bradford, Pennsylvania. Still got a little bit of that Western New York accent. What's your accent? Did you know there's a success accent? Oh, I see where you're going now, Sammy boy. I see where you're going with it. I was wondering where you're going with this whole accent thing. Now, yeah, you know, kind of worked that in there. Worked that in. By the way, we talk a lot about success, entrepreneurship, massive momentum, motivation, inspiration. On your free power call, go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Would love to speak to you if you're ready to launch your dream. If you're ready and you just need to, I got to put this together, man. I got to stay inspired, be held accountable, and I need some great ideas, and I need someone to actually help me do all this. That's me. It's your boy. Hey, when you're hanging around people, be very, very aware of their accent. All right? You got that water cooler accent. You know what I mean? Yay, what's going on? Oh, my God. Don't get me started about the water cooler, by the way. Don't get me started about the water or the coffee pot. Some of the most depressing conversations I've ever had in my life have been around the coffee pot in the employee lounge. What's going on? Not much. It's an amazing day, man. You woke up on the right side of the ground. How can you say not much? Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah, hump day. Thursday. It's almost Friday. TGIF. And that's the accent, man. That's the depressed accent. That's the I don't have a purpose accent. The success accent is, and you don't even need to be wealthy to have a success accent, but can you at least pretend to be grateful that you woke up on the right side of the ground, that you are not one of the billion people who slept on a dirt floor last night? I know you got issues that require tissues. I get it, man. I got them too. We all do. Life is not perfect. Life is not perfect. God never said you wouldn't have any problems. He just said he would never leave you throughout those problems. So understand, man, when you want to look down with your head down, look up. Look up. Say thank you. Thank you for this healthy body, or at least what I have left of this body, because I know I ain't going to have this body forever. Thank you for giving me. I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not on a gurney somewhere being wheeled into a morgue. I got an opportunity, man. I have a chance, you know? And a lot of people have that. Don't have the success accent because they got a math problem. And we talk about this a lot on this podcast, and I'll probably beat the drum for the rest of my life. You got a math problem. If you're in some sort of financial situation where, hey, you know what? I need $5,000, man. I need $5,000. I'm about to, I need it. Well, you got a math problem. You got to get $5,000 in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever that looks like. If it's the next 30 days, let's see, $100 a day would be $3,000. Put you a little shy. Let's call it $1.50. I don't know. What's $50 a day? 30 days, 1,500. That's 45. So maybe $1.75. You need $175 a day. That means you need roughly $90 in the morning and $90 in the afternoon, which means you need $45 before 10 o'clock in the morning, $45 before noon, and you get the picture, right? Guys, all you got's a math problem. You got to figure that out. And if you want to launch your passion and you want to monetize that and you want to live a purpose-driven business life, online or offline, you need to understand that you have a specific result that you provide to the end user. You don't have accessories. You don't have your initials, all this PhD, CDE, CEC, BW3, all those things. You know, it's not that you got all that working. It's that you got a specific result that you provide. And you do, regardless if you, look, I believe everybody does. I believe everybody is ordained with a specific zone of genius. Zone of genius. How many times I mentioned that? About a bazillion times. Why? Because it's important to remind you that you have a specific zone of genius. That's what we talk about on the call as well. Every time I talk to somebody, when they booked a call on the calendar, we always, hey, what do you think your USP is? Unique selling proposition, your zone of genius. Those are words I throw around all the time because I want them to start thinking in terms of that. And, you know, I'll get people, high school kids calling me. You know, I more prefer now, because I spend a lot of time on the phone now, the calendar appointments, and this is good for you to know as well, for you and your business, okay? You got to be specific, a little bit more specific and zeroed in on, if you're giving away and you want to talk to people, look, I'd love to talk to everybody that listens to this show, but we're talking about hundreds and thousands of people. A little more specifically, if you're ready to launch a movement and you're not afraid to get started, you don't, it's not that you want to fail, but you're not going to quit when times get a little difficult, and you can see your why, your WHY, your why you ever got started in this in the first thing. That's the stuff that pulls you through. Okay. So when you start your business, or maybe you're in your business right now, maybe you want better clients, you want better customers, you got to have that success accent. And so do they, by the way. Don't be spending time. Like if it's happened, you know, I'll get on a call with somebody and they'll start boohooing this or blaming other people. I'm like, whoa. We didn't book the call to play the blame game, did we? What? I booked my call because you told me to on the podcast. Yeah, I know. This is called a power call. Inside the word blame is lame, and the only person that loses is your dream. We don't start blaming anybody for where you are right now. How can you ever move forward tripping over your past? You can't. It's impossible. So speak with a success accent. Let's hear it. Say, yo, if you know, and here we go. I'm gonna offend all of America right now, you know, but if you're in Brooklyn, it's Vinny Bag of Donuts. Like, yo, every day is Saturday, Sammy Boy. If you're in Boston, like, hey, every day Saturday. That's bad though. The bar. I saw it at your bar. Where would it be in the southern? Down south is every day a Saturday. And then I don't know West Coast accents at all. But I know everybody's got an accent. Did I try to? I think I've offended just about everybody, right, that listens to this podcast. Listen, start speaking with a success accent. You know what's going to happen? Do you think this voice I got going on right now, do you think this attracts negative people into my life? Hell no, it doesn't. No. People, now, does everybody like when I'm yelling or calling them a chant? No, they sure don't. I'll be walking into Kroger. Some of my best podcasts are from the Kroger parking lot on the corner of Kemper Road and Montgomery in Cincinnati. I'll be walking into Kroger in about 5 minutes, and I'll be in the produce section with my shopping cart, and I'll be smiling like I ate a banana sideways, and I'll be calling, hey, how you doing? Good day today. How are you? Most people looking at their shoes. Now, with that being said, I'm not a complete jerk, okay? People are going through problems you don't even know about. Okay, so somebody may have just gotten some bad news. I'm not saying that person. I'm just saying the person at the water cooler, the coffee pot, they end up at Kroger at the end of the day as well. They're miserable for no reason, and they've been blessed beyond any kind of measure. They might have a math problem. They might have a relationship problem they got to solve. But they're unwilling to solve it because they don't want to change their accent. You know, you got to change your accent. If you want to have success, change the way you speak. Change to the people that you speak to. And I promise you, just watch. And it's not going to happen in a day. You know, you go to the gym in a day. It's not going to, all of a sudden, your body. You don't go into the gym, you know, looking terrible. And you come out looking like a Greek statue. But over time, what happens? You feel so much better and things change. And that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way everything's supposed to work. When you're positive, you attract positive things into your life. I'm not even saying stuff. You view them through a positive lens. It may not even be positive. Somebody could say, like I use that example all the time. It's raining today. Okay, well, that's just what's happening? It's raining. No, you don't understand, Sam. You don't understand. It's raining today. Ah. Or a farmer in Iowa. Hey, hey, Gladys, it's raining today. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. It's raining today. Same thing. It's raining. Gladys and Harold, the farmers in Iowa, they're happier in a pig and slop, man. Somebody else, corporate guy, got to be to the meeting that he's late for, and he's spending time on email, texting all the way there, trying to get everything. He's miserable. Miserable! But all it did was rain. I mean, geez, are you kidding? I don't mind when it rains. You know, puts me in a good state for a nap, actually, if I'm home. So have the success accent. Are you with me? Speak with your success accent and just watch things change. Watch how much you thrive. Everything feels better, man. The water tastes better. The food tastes better. People look better when you look at them through that success accent lens. See how I'm putting it all together with the lens and the accent, all that stuff, man. It works together. I promise you, I wouldn't do you wrong. All right, start speaking with that success accent and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.